This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. Researchers fear that the North Atlantic right whale may be headed toward extinction. The Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown has launched a new program called the Right Whale Emergency Initiative. With us to talk about the program is Dr. Charles Stormy Mayo, senior scientist at the Center for Coastal Studies. Stormy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Steve.
First, for anyone who doesn't know, I'd like you briefly to sketch the current predicament of these whales. Why are we talking about extinction?
Well, Steve, you know, up until only the last few years, I never spoke about that. The numbers of whales seem to be very, very ever so slowly increasing. But recent work by Richard Pace at the Northeast Fisheries Science Center, combined with latest observations in the field in U.S. and Canadian waters, suggests that the right whales are now in a state of decline in numbers, and they're already pretty low, which certainly points, if something doesn't change, towards extinction.
Tell us about the Emergency Right Whale Initiative. What scope of action does it take in?
Cape Cod Bay has become, as I'm sure your listeners know, a remarkable center for right whales. We already this year, even though it's not even into the season, we've already got something on the order of probably 50 or 60 individuals in the bay. In past years, and perhaps this year, even more will enter the bay. And so the initiative is aimed at looking beyond Cape Cod Bay to areas in Massachusetts Bay and east of Cape Cod in an effort to identify locations that are not either well studied or well regulated. We're hoping that we can find out where these whales are aggregating outside our high density area in the bay. After all, these animals have to get in here. It's like a funnel. The question is, where are they coming from? And can we help state and federal agencies to better manage the animals by identifying locations where the whales are coming through in order to get into the bay?
So it sounds like a lot of information gathering and research and kind of bringing that to the next level.
Well, it is, but it's also the most important part is getting that information to the agencies that could look at issues like ship speeds and potentially pollution. There's now a plan, as you may have heard, to open the Atlantic coast to oil and gas development and exploration. So all of this would feed into an effort to do a much better job finding where the whales are coming from, where they're aggregating, and then offering to the agencies that information so that better management can come in. In Cape Cod Bay, the Division of Marine Fisheries has been very active in protecting the habitat during the time the whales are here. But outside the bay, there's much less knowledge and effort.
What would the timeline for this initiative be? It sounds like it's a big endeavor to try to understand more about where these whales are coming from before they enter the bay.
We know that the whales are earlier and earlier trickling into Cape Cod Bay. We think we had many dozens of them here in January and perhaps back into December. So this would probably start in October, November, and we would hope to locate those areas of concentration and track the animals starting that early. So it's going to be an effort to locate their critical habitats starting as early as the late fall of this year.
Dr. Charles Stormy Mayo speaking to us about the Right Whale Emergency Initiative. Stormy, thanks for speaking with us.
You bet.